Taking a look first at your news for the hour. As the days count down to the end of the 2025 through 2026 school year, so too does the careers of three of the Laker School District educators. At Monday's district meeting, board members accepted the retirement notices of Amy Park, Michelle Fritz, and Dale Grifka. The board thanked them for their years of service and presented them with a token of appreciation for their dedication. With that done, the board also approved hiring Emma Kasiba to fill the full-time second grade teacher position. Kasiba was hired to fill the vacancy that was created with the retirement of Michelle Fritz. Kasiba is a graduate of the Bad Axe School District and of Saginaw Valley State University, explained Superintendent Jill Verberg. And another news for today. Hazmat training exercises are scheduled to be done this week by Lapeer County. Lapeer's Emergency Management Division, their first responders from throughout the county, and law enforcement agencies will all be doing joint hazardous material and law enforcement exercises with the 51st Civil Support Team. The simulated exercises are being done to hone the skills of the departments in working together to strengthen preparedness capabilities of responding to hazardous material incidents. The practice exercises will be done in low traffic areas with public safety in mind. Also, residents are asked to avoid the areas where the training is being done. The practice areas will be marked off with signs that say exercise or training in progress. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Our national parks didn't just happen. They were imagined by those who saw beyond their time. The trailblazers, the bold. They stood on the edges of canyons, walked through history, and understood that these places need us just as much as we need them. Now it's up to us. Join the National Park Foundation to ensure what's all of ours is here forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/trailblazers.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, at approximately 3:15 p.m. on May the 19th, there was a two-vehicle crash on M53 between a pickup truck and a passenger vehicle. On the scene were multiple Bad Axe Police Department vehicles, two Bad Axe fire trucks, and two ambulances from Central Huron Ambulance Service. WLEW and WHST will continue to update you on this story as more information becomes available. And another news for today. Larry Lee Fritz was arraigned on Tuesday in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris on two misdemeanor trespassing charges. The incidents allegedly occurred on April the 24th and May the 1st of 2026. A not guilty plea was entered on the man's behalf, and the court maintained his bond at $3,500 personal reconnaissance for one case and $3,500 10% for the second case, which had been previously posted. A condition of the bond does prohibit Fritz from being anywhere near the victim's property. Attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed to represent him, and a plea offer and discovery deadline is set for June the 7th, when a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July the 2nd. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, May the 19th of 2026. Janice Erdman, age 87, of Harbor Beach, passed away on May the 18th of 2026. Funeral mass for Janice Erdman will be on Friday, May the 22nd at 11:30 a.m. at the St. John Catholic Church of the Good Shepherd Parish at 4470 North Washington Street in Ubley. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11:30 a.m. A luncheon will immediately follow, and the burial will take place at the Our Lady of Lake Huron Church Cemetery. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. And Linda Marie Cook, age 70, of Harbor Beach, passed away on May the 13th of 2026. In celebration of Linda Marie Cook's life, her family is creating a living memorial of colorful foliage and perennial flowers around the home that she loved so dearly. Those wishing to honor Linda are invited to send perennial flowers or bulbs to the family home, where they will be planted and will blossom year after year in remembrance of Linda Marie Cook. To honor her wishes, there will also be a celebration of life for the immediate family scheduled sometime in the future. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your thumb area obituaries, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.